to have good results in meditation or any work, it is required that we should do one thing at a time, wholly and solely. Now you are here for meditation, to drive away all thoughts other than of God, that you can do later. And for this purpose, sit apart, don't touch one another. If any man moves, you may not be disturbed. First of all, this is requirement. Second thing is, sit in any pose most convenient to you, in which you can sit longer. But mind that there should be no tension in any part of your body. When you adopt any pose, don't change, please. Be physically still. Be physically still, then I say further. Don't move, please. Close your eyes, please. Forget the world outside for a while. Withdraw your attention from all outside for a while, please. Also forget the environment in which you are sitting. You remain all alone in God. No thought of the body below you. When you close your eyes, these eyes of flesh and bones do not work. Still you see some darkness in front of you. There's either eye, a third eye, a single eye, which you see that darkness. Within an eye, you've got a vast expanse of darkness in front of you. Don't look to the whole of it. Just look into the middle of the vast darkness in front of you, opposite your eyebrows outside. Look intently, minutely, penetratingly, and constantly into the middle of the darkness lying in you. Fix your gaze. And have the sweet memories of God mentally at intervals, so the inner gaze is not disturbed. If you continue looking like that for some time, say 10 to 15 to 20 minutes, your whole attention will be riveted there. The result would be the darkness in front of you will begin to be lessened, and light will come up. When you see light, don't look to the whole of it. Just look into the middle thereof, intently, minutely, fancy to find out what is in there. That will grow bright and burst. Sky may come up. Sometimes sky comes out at the very outset. Whenever it comes, just look minutely into it to find out what is in there. By repeating the names of God mentally at intervals, not in quick succession, you'll find stars. find stars, just look into, try to locate a big star out of that, about which almost all masters referred in the scriptures. You can locate the big star, drive your whole attention into the middle thereof. The result will be that will open, you will cross it. Moon may come up. If moon comes up, just again look into the middle thereof intensely, minutely. That will grow bright and burst into pieces. You will cross it. Further, God will appear to you in some form in which He is manifest. You are not to visualize a premeditation. When any form does come up, just absorb your whole attention to Him so much so that you forget yourself. You will develop receptivity, He will talk to you as one does outside. Continue looking unless you ask to leave. So you see this in a way definite, not hallucination, you see. You have seen and you have given out. Even now you remember you have seen it. Future, by regular practice, this will dwell from more to more. When you be able to rise above body consciousness, the Master will take you into the higher planes. This fate awaits you all. You are fortunate, you have been put on the way. This we can do only with the proper guidance of someone who can usher us into the beyond, who can withdraw our attention from all outside, raise up, and you see light of God. Here the ABC of spirituality starts. Where the world philosophy ends, there does it start. So we have got the man body to see this is a golden opportunity afforded to us to find our way back to God. So this is the true temple of God. The light of God is there and you are there. Both live in the same house. Pity it is that one who has to see Him is identified with the world outside. The outward expression of our soul is called attention. When attention is all outside, unless it is withdrawn from outside, how can one see Him? I look at you, you are in front of me. Unless I draw my attention from here and see at the back, only then I will be able to see what is at the back. It will be drawing our attention from outside. That is why Christ said, and all others say, they come to enable those who do not see to see. And those who see, they may be blind. In the terminology of the saints says, blind is one whose inner eye is not open, not that who has got not two eyes on the forehead. So man body, really we can derive benefit from that only when we begin to see and begin to hear. The word guru also means the same thing, who is unable to drive away your darkness from in front of you and manifest the light within you which is already there. So this is the body of the temple of God. It is the temple of God, truly speaking. Outer temples which are made after the model of man body how clean we keep. Of course, you kept this man body outwardly very clean. We spend thousands of dollars every month, every year. Not but the inner, but temple should also keep clean. This filth comes from the mind, from outside, which is received through the outward faculty. So, who is alive in the terminology of the saints? Only he is alive, O Nanak, in whom God is manifest. All others are dead. Whatever you do outside, that's just like adorning the dead body. So all penances, everything what you do outside, this only just adorns the dead body. Even man, the dead body adorned like anything. To keep this is the man body, to keep it clean, outside and inside both. So what is it that defiles the man body, the temple of God? That's the mind. Mind gets filled from where? Through the outward faculty. Through the impressions we receive through them. So mind is just enamorous of enjoyments outside. Unless it gets more bliss, more jaya than what it gets now, only then you will leave off all outward enjoyments, not otherwise. So Master gives us a demonstration of that, how to withdraw from outside and rise above body consciousness to open the inner eye, a single eye, to see the light of God. All glory and beauty lies within you. The inner plane are more beautiful than the outside. When mind gets a bliss of that and experience of that, then naturally outer things are leaving. So even outside, you see, what is of the aim of our life? What should be and what we are doing? As all scriptures laid out, Master speaking to them, the highest aim that a man has is to know God. Because in man body only you can know God. And to know God you must know yourself first. It is the soul alone that can know the old soul. God cannot be known by the outgoing faculties, mind or intellect. So these are the things. In outside too, you see, what we do, instead of doing this which is the highest aim before us, we simply go on amassing outward things. A man who is in possession of one car, he wants two. Who has got one house, he wants two, three, four. And goes up, the more you get, the more mind wants more. And in this delusion, considering this man body will always remain always, man goes on doing that. When the time comes, he has to be separated from the man body, because now we are controlled by some power within this man body. We cannot run away out of it. That power will be down, we have to leave the world. So Master don't say, while you're out, don't earn your livelihood. Earn your livelihood, stand on your own legs in honest ways. To earn money in the honest ways is good. What for? First, stand on your own legs. The others who are connected with you, with the flowing pen of God as a reaction of our past karma, get to pay off all debts. And man is one who is of use to others. So money earned is not bad, but in honest means. Not the blood of others suck. And you usurp rights. Or you misappropriate things. Because he looks within you. You cannot deceive him. So he said, stand on your legs, earn your livelihood by honest means, be of help to others, and just help those who are needy, thus those people who wish to be on the way, like that. So, example is given, one foreigner's wife is there, his husband has gone abroad. So time comes that he hears about it, her husband coming back. She makes all arrangements. Yes, she has the good clothes, she has the good ornaments, she makes the house all clean, tidy, and magnificent. With all that, if her husband does not come, turn up, then what's the pay? So with all what you do outside, any practices, any work, if this work is done for whom? To get back to God. If he does not turn up, well, these very things, insan bears no fruit. It's just like man is hauled up in conscription. He has to work morn till night. He gets no remuneration. It is just like man body. It's just like just the straws, the grain is taken out, the straws are there, you begin to beat the straws. No grain will come out of that. So the result is not of any use to those who are connected to him. And also whatever it does, it just adds more and more of debts to be paid out. Man body is given to make those debts that you have done in the past to finalize them, finish out. But if you don't find God, see that God is working behind us, we are mere puppets, you become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, only then all those debts previous are paid out. So we do not derive the full value of man body, which are two. One, to know God, that he is the conscious co-worker. He becomes the conscious co-worker of divine plan, that one power is all conscious. Another is, in man body we can pay off our past debts. So Master says, what is it? If a man feels very, what you say, unhappy, he cries out at heart, "Oh God, help me how to get out all this delusion, and I may be able to reach back to thee." Then he hears, when all human efforts fail, there the prayer succeeds. God is there. He also resides in your man body. He is controlling you in the man body. When he sees this child wants me and me alone, he makes some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where his grace is working. So what he does, he draws your attention from all outside, gives a demonstration how to rise above body consciousness, open the single eye within you to see the light of God. So day to day, where you are attached most, you will go there. The fascination of the world leaves you. Naturally, you are not to come back to the world. So this is the aim of life, which you can achieve only in man body and no other body. So we have to see how far we have been successful in this way. ever since we have this man body. Those who have been put on the way with the grace of God, they should hie on. Stop not until the goal is reached. Don't delay. Procrastination is the thief of time. Never put off till tomorrow what you can do today. This putting off till tomorrow result is that day never comes up. Always putting off, always until all at once the great final change comes up. What is the use of repenting then when nothing can be done? So Master say, please hurry up so long as you are in good health. Your hairs are black, it means you are in full health. You are quite sensitive. You are insensitive. You can discriminate between right and wrong. Get to him first, and then other sinners. This aim General Master put before us. God first and world next. What we do, world first and God next. Even if we remember God only for the sake of the world, here and hereafter. So, world is our God, true God, to have which we simply remember God as a means to the end. The result is, where will we go? Where we are attacked? So Master comes and says, please decide here what you want to become, and what should be, and what we are after. A wise man is one who takes work from the foresight. After all, we have to leave the body. No escape from death. What will ever happen? What we are after now. Then it will have no use to cry over the spilt milk. So hurry up, please. Be not aimlessly adrift. Generally, sometimes we want to be godly, sometimes a worldly man. Result is nowhere. We dig up pits here, there, everywhere, somewhere 4 feet deep, some 5, 7, and what a nowhere. So, best would be, the wise way would be to decide your aim before you. Don't be adrift. In man body, you can know God. That's no inner body, and you have got it. So decide your aim. It may take a day, 2, 7 days, never mind. Once you decide, every step you take, that will be in the right direction. So Master Father, those who have come to him, they should reach back home the quickest possible.